What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
My Roman Catholic friend's priest seems to be always anointing people with oil, and my Lutheran pastor doesn't. Why don't Lutherans anoint with oil? Hello, I'm George Samiatz and welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. Today's question came to me from a curious Lutheran, not in the UK. This question could just as easily have come from a curious Lutheran in the UK, because anointing with oil is not a common practice among Lutherans here, but that doesn't mean that it is uncommon for Lutherans in other parts of the world. Today's question picks up on church practice that has occurred in various contexts since early church times. Its history demonstrates changes as different rationales and understandings were brought to it. In some places it ceased to be emphasized and slipped away, so that by today you have denominations talking about anointing differently. What it is? Is it oil and laying on of hands and prayer? Or is it a spiritual anointing of some sort? Is it sacramental? And therefore the practice of anointing differs markedly. Thus today you have churches which anoint, and also you have churches for whom anointing has largely ceased to occur. Though I'd be surprised if any denomination actually would forbid it. So why don't Lutherans anoint with oil? The answer is that Lutherans can anoint with oil, but in the main, probably don't. If you look at the material that comes from each Lutheran church relating to their church rites, when it comes to pastors visiting the sick or distressed in their homes or hospitals, or if you look at any order of service or ritual that might be conducted in a church to care for those who are sick, my guess is that you will find in them an option to anoint with oil. The laying on of hands will have prominence in these materials, and that the pastor will be directed more to this action than to the anointing of oil. But strictly both the laying on of hands and the anointing of oil are regarded as permissive rubrics. The pastor may perform them, and he may not perform them. What is critical for the Lutheran Church are the words that are always spoken, clearly, directly, specifically, declaring what God is doing, and that is always the emphasis for Lutherans. We do have a tendency to focus on the words, to be word-only almost. The words are important, listen to them. Unless Jesus specifically tells us to use something with the words, water at baptism and bread and wine at Holy Communion. This doesn't mean that Lutherans can't and don't use things with words. Tangible things. I'm thinking church buildings, vestments, art, candles, the Bible itself, and personal things that can reach us on the inside almost, like human touch, incense, and song. But that we are always careful to try and communicate clearly the word. So Lutherans ask questions about any and all additions to the word. Does this help communicate the word? Or does it get in the way of the word? The answers shape how we then use or don't use the additions. Anointing is the application of oil for various reasons. It is commonly recorded in the Bible, used to consecrate and set apart for worship. Think of the anointing oil for those involved in mediating God's presence among his people, the space, furniture, and people involved. It is used to set people apart for tasks from God. Think of God making known his choice of a king, Saul, and then David. It is used for personal well-being, whether beauty or hygiene, and also as a sign of hospitality. It is also used as a mark of respect in grief when a body is anointed for burial. The words Messiah and Christ have the meaning of anointed one, and the link with oil is when Jesus is anointed by Mary just prior to his death in John 12. However, when we are talking about the church anointing with oil, most people turn to the New Testament book of James, where we hear, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." James chapter 5. It seems that anointing with oil occurred in the context of illness, and also of sin. Anointing and healing and forgiveness seem to go together. We find similar in the Gospel of Mark. This time it is healing specifically, but mentioned with exorcism in the report about the 12 apostles, what they did when they were sent out by Jesus. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. That's in Mark chapter 6. So the question emerges whether the anointing with oil is necessary to the healing or the forgiveness or for answered prayer. If the church had consistently understood anointing as sacramental, then we wouldn't be having this discussion. But we don't have anointing as a command from Jesus, even as we have evidence that it occurred. Now, to make matters that little more complicated, isn't church history fun? We also find that the word anointed, when linked with the Holy One or the Holy Spirit, usually makes sense when describing Christian baptism. See 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Or 1 John chapter 2. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. And so, when you have a look at church history and Christian baptism, you will find that there is often a use of oil in the rite of baptism. In fact, if you look at Lutheran rites of baptism today, again, I haven't looked at them all, but if you look at the fine print, the notes to pastors, after the baptism, when the blessing and prayer and maybe marking of the cross can be done, you will probably find a reference that olive oil may be used. It might also be used earlier in the rite if there is a reference to the old exorcism part of the rite. So what we have with anointing with oil is church practice from apostolic times that is used as an act of proclaiming to the person anointed that the words said to them are for them. In the prayers, that is the words said, in the words of Scripture spoken, in the syllables God has authorized, faith is created, forgiveness declared, and healing sought, and that is critical rather than the act of anointing. What the anointing does, or should do, is help the person hear, maybe to focus, and to remember, as the oil remains while the words have traveled from ears to memory. What the anointing isn't, is a magic potion, salve, or balm, that brings healing. Such a view would focus attention on the oil itself, or the wanted gift of healing, rather than the giver, and lessen one's hearing of God and his word. Why don't Lutherans anoint with oil? They certainly could. And wherever you're listening to Lutheran Radio UK, maybe your pastor does. And I'm sure there are occasions where it would be sound pastoral practice to do so. But in the main, I think, we don't do so much because, and this is my opinion, pastors today, when they visit the sick or distressed, seek to bring to them Jesus who comes in Holy Communion. And whether at the altar rail or the hospital bed, this medicine of immortality, or antidote against death, to quote early church phrases describing Holy Communion, is the encounter people want to have in their distress. My Lord is coming to me to help me. Save me, Lord. And Jesus never sits on his hands and ignores his people. No matter our needs, the goal of all our meetings with Jesus is to grow in faith, grow in trusting that he is with us, helping us, and receiving that message when things are tough is what pastoral care is all about. If anointing with oil helps people hear Jesus, then let it happen. If it doesn't, then not doing it won't be missed. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.